We are not going to go around the world. Absolutely
right here.
Matter of fact, we're not even going to go around the block. We're not even going to go anywhere because it is time for Arjun Singh. And Arjun Singh is in Sharon, Connecticut. And right now, he is at 67 Main Street in our studio. Good morning, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
It's the first time we could actually say good morning to you.
Yeah, that's right.
First time I can say that.
And it really is. And you're usually good at what time of day it is because we get confused.
Now, I want to thank Arjun. First of all, I got a real nice shirt, and he got the right size, so it will fit me.
Well, that's good.
And now, who picked out the size?
Oh, I and Girdhar, we went to the market, and, well, it was not easy to get that size.
No. I thought maybe you went to a tent maker over there.
Yes, but finally we got it because we have lots of U.S. tourists in Jaisalmer. They come.
Well, thank you very much. I took a picture of it, and that is up on Facebook. First thing we'll start off with, Arjun, is when did you arrive?
Well, I reached here on Friday morning. And I started my journey a couple of days before because it's like from Jaisalmer to Delhi, it's about 1,000 kilometers. So it takes about 20 hours by train. We had a flight facility, but it's only during winter season, especially for the tourists. But now no flight facility from Jaisalmer to Delhi. So I got my train from Jaisalmer to Delhi, 20 hours. And then I stayed in Delhi because I had a flight at midnight. So I waited at the airport and then again 15 hours non-stop journey from Delhi to JFK.
And did Bark pick you up?
Oh, yes. They sent a taxi for me.
Okay.
And yes, it's so kind of them that I just the taxi was there at the time, and it took about more than an hour at the immigration and all those things. So when I completed all and I came out, I found a lady having a piece of paper written, the name Arjun is there. Because it's it's not very easy that when you go from one world to the other world, it's a different planet for me. And when I say good morning to my friends and my relatives, they say good night. So it's complete change, complete 10 hours difference. But I found her there on the text waiting for me, and I came to the home farm and said, wonderful and comfortable stay there. So it's really a different experience for me, complete change. And this is a complete a different world for me because when I'm in Jaisalmer, the temperature there is about 110 degrees Fahrenheit, and you don't have pets at your home, no cats, no dogs, no. Life is very different. Everything like food or language or culture or everything is different. But when you come here, you experience the other world, and which is so interesting for me. The first of all, I see that greenery, and I don't want to close my eyes. I want to see it forever because you long for it. You really die for this kind of greenery and water and flowers and all those things which you can't have in your own village. So it's very interesting, always a very interesting trip for me.
Now, the great thing about this trip for Arjun is that he's going to get to experience something which is uniquely in our area, and that is the fall foliage. And you've never seen that before. You will see brilliant, if we're lucky, brilliant colors on the hills, the mountains, and the trees as we go into autumn.
No one will believe it, in fact. You'll take lots of pictures.
Take
but
lots
first,
of pictures. Yeah,
but
yeah.
First, what I want to say to you is I think yesterday you experienced a year's worth of rainfall in Jaisalmer, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday?
No?
With the rain here today?
Oh yes, here it's very different. Whenever I'm it's raining here, I want to send thousands of pictures to my friends and to my relatives there, especially to the Girdhar. He loves. He says whenever it is raining, let me just make it a live video so I can see that. So people, it's so special, so interesting. You are driving and it's raining. It's raining in the day. It's raining in the morning. It's raining in the afternoon. You can't see that. Sometimes it happens at night, and kids, they complain, always say, well, I want to take bath in the raining there, out in the street there, but they can't. So I sent I posted a couple of photos on my Facebook page long ago, a couple of months before, when it did rain in the daytime and we had no school on that day. All the kids were rolling and playing in the rain there. So very special. The water is so special for us because as my grandfather used to tell me, if we have a guest at our home, we would like to offer them a cup of milk, but not offer them a cup of water. Water was so precious. And here you can see that. So very interesting here.
All right. Now, what I want you to do is to take pictures right now when you go out. Take pictures of the mountains all green, okay?
Of course.
And then in a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, when they're all in colors, take pictures of them and show them to your friends, because they'll never believe that it's the same place.
Oh, yes. We see this in Hollywood movies for sure, and we pause when there it is, because that the color, we always think the green, always. But if it's brown, it's red, it's pink, it's orange, I never saw it in my life, never experienced these things.
Well, you will, unless we, of course, have a wild windstorm and
but
whatever
else. And if you're lucky enough, how long you're staying this time, you might even experience...
Snow.
Oh.
It's something to really look forward to. Oh. I don't know. The one thing, of course, is you get a little chilly when it's 60 degrees, and Marshall was talking about highs in the 50s. So we'll have to suit you up. But
he hasn't been to the bargain barn yet.
Well, he will be, I'm sure. It's open. What did I want to just talk a little bit more? Because this, if you talk to people here yesterday, they would be telling you how inconvenient it was to do all the things with the animals and with life and traveling, because it was just raining. How do you even describe to your family and friends that this happens?
Well, it's the thing which I really noticed here, and which touches my heart, is that here the animals, they are like their children. They are like they treat them same as they treat their children. So I think it's so different in our culture. It's not like this. Girdar always fights with his grandfather for a pet dog, and grandparents, they don't allow him. But here they are like, they are so lovely to them, so dear to them. They love it, and they care of that. They think of animals as they think of their children. It makes you different. It touches your heart, and it gives a different feeling, and it makes you a human being, a good human being. Of course, when I go back from here, always there, and when I see some puppies in the street and I give some biscuits to them or chapatis to them, and everyone looks at me, what are you doing, because they think it's a stray dogs and you need not to care of them. But it changes you coming here in this country, in this town, and looking at the people, how do they do that, and how do they care, how do they look after their pets. So it's really very interesting. It's not only just taking photos and showing them that, look at that, what they, how do they treat with their pets, but it's just a feeling which you can express from here to there, and which you can explain that it's a reality, and people love them, and well, they deserve to be loved. These pets, they deserve to be loved, because they are so wonderful, so cute, and they're so lovely. So that's the special thing which I always learn here. Well, watching this beauty of this town is something very special, but learning how do the people, they love their pets as their children, it's something so special. And I always, when I go back to my school, my students, not only showing these pictures, but telling the stories that how do they do it, and it's how important it is, and what is our duty for these animals, and when the temperature is 120 degrees Fahrenheit, and when we don't have water to drink, then what about the cattle, what about the animals, what about the dogs, how do they get it, because they have no any resources for that. So we must think about in this way. So the students, they not only just in the text knowledge, but the knowledge about all other things, we can say extra activities. So they learn a lot from these things, and my trip is so worthy for all of my students, for my friends, my relatives, because I always, when I go, I have some very interesting and real stories for them.
All right, before we end this, I want to mention that I gave Arjun the check that came from Joy. That's Ms. Pulver, for the people that donated for Arjun's car. They raised money, and so I gave Arjun the check, which he will, because it's, I guess it's not very wise to try to transfer money over there. But I want to thank other people that chipped in. I mean, we chipped in Mary Palmer, Tim Pulver, Jane, Judy, Eddie Meza, Barkley, Papa DL, I don't know who that is, Janice Hilton, Joan, Marion Morris, Paul Bardo, Barbara Prindle, and Joy all chipped in. And Arjun's got the check now, and I signed it over to him, and he said, I can get this cash. So I said, yep, you can now get it cash. So
thanks. So. From in of my heart, I have no words to say thanks to all of them who did so much for me. And what I can do, if you come to India, you're always welcome. All my listeners and all my people who listen to me, they do these things for me. the door of my home is always open for you all, and you can come to my town. You're always welcome there. What that I can do for you. And again, as I say, so kind of you. Thanks to you all, people. You all are such a wonderful people. Thank you very much.
And one final question that I got from a listener that, how's your back? They want to know.
Oh, well, no more wheat flour, no more chapatis, so no more tummy is coming out now. Salad and the juice and the good food is making me energetic, and I'm feeling much better. And not only that, back, my dry eyes, because when it's, I have a lot, I need after every 4 hours a kind of a drop in my eyes that is artificial tear, but amazingly, it's a surprise, and I don't need that when I'm here because of this temperature, which is cold and humid, and it's not dry. So good for my eyes, and of course, good for my back. I'm feeling much better. I can drive. I can walk 3 or 4 kilometers. So, and well, I do my physical exercise every day in the morning, in the evening, even here. So now feeling much better than in Jaisalmer.
All right. Well, welcome back to America.
Thank you. It's so kind of you. Thank you very much.
All right, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you,
from
sir.
Here.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.